Yeah, I'm hungry. Crab omelet, man.
Oh, man, you better mute that crab omelet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friday special for breakfast, crab omelet.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary. We've got Bruce on the phone, so we're waiting for a few others.
Okay.
On the line?
Bill is on the line, more or less. Yeah.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, but since we're all sitting waiting, I'll ask you anyway. I'm going to send a helicopter over to Australia, and it's going to go down underneath the cargo hold. Am I going to have to take all the gas out of it?
Probably.
There will definitely be under deck stowage conditions. Generally, when vehicles get moved, you don't have to drain everything, but there's definitely minimum requirements.
Okay. And will the shipping line be the one that tells me that?
They should be able to do that, assuming you can get a live voice that knows what they're doing.
Well, are you using a forwarder?
Yeah, have a freight forwarder or someone that's going to help with this in terms of docks, export?
What do we have? We have a person that has been contacted that set us up with the line that we're going to use, and we have a customs broker in Australia helping us with that end of it.
And that person here on the U.S. side that referred to you, are they a consultant? Are they an actual licensed freight forwarder?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. But we've been in contact with the operations guy of the line itself.
Okay.
In terms of.
Well, how about I give you a call today, and we can kind of go through this, and I can give you some guidance.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds really complicated.
It is very complicated.
Wow. Is this an Ericsson?
I've got to take the blades off of it.
Yeah.
And the blades are going to go in a container, and so they're going to bring the aircraft off first. But I have to have my container in order to put the blades on it in order to fly it off the dock.
Well, why don't we just put together a fun little group and take a month and a half and fly it down there?
Well, I'd do that, except there's a long pond flight that I can't make.
Oh, okay.
From point of land to point of land. If I was going to South America, I would fly it.
Actually, it's that last stretch to Australia that's probably the tough part.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning. We're waiting for a few others, Ken.
How many are we? We have three.
We're at three.
All right, we're at three and counting. Need five.
Video show up.
Bruce is having a crab omelet down at the dockside, so you can talk to him about that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Come on down, Ken. I know you're close. As a matter of fact, it's a very nice omelet. Angel treats me good, so there's probably jumbo crab in this. That's what everybody knows.
I'm
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Peter Bagden.
Oh, okay, Peter.
Peter, you're here.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, who said that? I know that grunt.
Your vice president who said that, Peter. Drop the morning to you.
Yes, thank you. I was on a conference call from 5 to 6:30 this morning.
Ooh.
I'm wide awake.
Oh, man.
Well, we're still waiting for a couple others.
We got four.
Okay, so I'm not the last one.
No.
Yeah. Our little clock wall here says 8:58, so we've got 2 minutes left before the gavel comes down for the guillotine.
All we need is our president.
So this is just internal port people on this, correct?
Yes,
although it's a public meeting, so anybody can show up, although we've locked...
They haven't yet.
No, we've locked the door, so it'll be hard for them to get in, but...
It's like that for the minutes. Give me the crystal.
Yeah. Oh man. Kind of the. What was he thinking?
Yeah. So we're running state reporters on the next trade mission bill.
Yeah, but who's gonna cover the karaoke?
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Vince.
Oh, hi, Vince.
What about you? Can't vote?
Only if it's necessary.
Early and often.
Well, it's not 9 o'clock, and Judy has not called the meeting to order, so I think we're okay.
Our little thing says 9, so these are not... Okay. Sits in the bottom of my drawer. 120 tables? Yeah. I'll put that with the gold faucets in the bathroom.
I know. I've sent her emails. She responded yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, Diana joined.
Okay. We're just waiting for Commissioner Johansson, and then we'll get started.
Yeah. Otherwise known as El Presidente.
Did you get the gavel to her?
It's a virtual gavel.
Hey, it's Judy.
Good morning, Judy.
How are ya?
Great.
We have Commissioners Allen, Bragdon, Daggett, Holte, and Olson on the line. Paul has not called in, so I think you should probably grant him a leave of absence, as well as Steve Corey.
Okay. So is anyone else on the line?
Yeah.
We've got everyone.
Staff. We've got a big crew of staff here, and go through the commissioners again on the line.
Commissioners.
There was some discussion that we might have to the public.
No.
Okay. So I'm just killing time here because I'm trying to find my script. I'm trying to find which email you sent it to.
Yesterday.
Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. I can always do that from memory. And I would entertain a motion. Do we need to entertain a motion to grant leave of absence for Commissioner Corey and... Carter and...
Rosenbaum, correct.
Rosenbaum,
yes.
Okay. Second. Okay, I'm sorry, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that passes. And now officially... Come on, guys. I got two emails and I thought I was going to run them.
Let me look. It was yesterday morning at 10:29.
Yeah.
Want me to resend it?
I just sent it. Sorry, guys. So why don't we go ahead, Bill, and get started? And I'm reciting the budget, and I'm guessing that if I just get the 10 minutes, the defense is presenting.
Nope, Suzanne Kenny.
And Kenny.
Oh, Suzanne, okay. So why don't we go ahead and get started, and I apologize for being a little...
Okay, good morning. Today we have two budget-related agenda items and three action items for your consideration. One of these agenda items reflects required changes to the current year's budget, fiscal year 2010, to stay in compliance with state budget law. The second item requests that the Commission adopt the fiscal year 2011 budget, followed by the adoption of the ordinance to levy taxes for fiscal year 2011. So the first agenda item requests your approval of adjustments to the appropriation levels for the current fiscal year 2010 budget. State budget law requires our appropriation levels to be high enough so that we do not incur an over expenditure. We are requesting a total of $5.5 million increase to the general fund appropriation levels in four categories: navigation, engineering, general aviation, and other environmental. For navigation, appropriations need to be increased $500,000 to reflect higher than anticipated dredging activities, and these expenses are reimbursed through the Army Corps of Engineers. For engineering, appropriations need to be increased $300,000 to cover additional resources needed in support of the port's large capital program. For general aviation, appropriations need to be increased $600,000 to cover the transfer agreement fee to the Oregon Department of Aviation related to the transfer of ownership of the Molina Airport to the state. And finally, appropriations for the other environmental category need to be increased by $4.1 million to cover anticipated accruals as well as possible accruals that could be made after June 30th, but would be reflected in the fiscal year 2009-10 period. The other environmental category of expenditures cover expenses for the Lower Willamette Harbor cleanup at sites the port no longer operates. The offsetting entry for these adjustments is a reduction in the general fund contingency of $5.5 million. In addition, we are requesting an appropriation increase of $15 million for the airport construction fund, which involves a change to one line item. The appropriations for the Airport Construction Fund capital outlay need to be increased by $15 million due to the timing of project commencement and timing of expenditures for the de-icing improvement project and the taxiway east rehab project. The offsetting entry for this adjustment is a reduction in the Airport Construction Fund contingency of $15 million. So with that, staff requests approval of the Executive Director's recommendation.
Okay. Are there any questions for Suzanne about this item?
Apparently not.
All right, well, in that case, I would call for a motion and a second for approval of the adjustments relating to the appropriation levels.
So moved.
Second. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call vote. Commissioner Allen? I'll just do it, Pam, if that's all right.
Oh, sure.
Allen? Bagdon?
Support.
Corey? Not here. Baggett? Aye. Holtie?
Support.
Johansson? Support. Olson?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Whether I decided for calling it support or aye.
This is just a matter of Paul. Okay, our second agenda item relating to the ordinance.
The second agenda item requests the Commission adoption of the 2011 budget and Ordinance 434T levying property taxes in the Tri-County Port District. We reviewed the budget with the Commission in April and May and the TSCC in June. The TSCC has certified the port's budget with no objections. The budget submitted for adoption today does contain some changes from the amounts approved by the Commission in May and reviewed with the TSCC in June. These changes result in a $2.5 million increase to the port's budget. The increase is within the limits of the Oregon State statutes that govern our budget process and includes changes that are a result of refinements to our budget in the following areas. We have an $800,000 increase in our aviation operating revenues as a result of revised airline operation forecasts. We have an increase of $800,000 in operating expenditures as a result of a refinement to the methodology established to charge departments their share of the headquarters rent after reviewing that with the FAA. And a revised projection for the administrative compensation program. We also have a $1.6 million increase in transfers between funds as a result of the headquarters rent methodology change, the revised administrative compensation program projections, and an adjustment for the Series 20 debt service reserves. Capital expenditures have decreased about $400,000 as a result of refined capitalized labor forecasts. And finally, an increase of $3 million in the unappropriated ending fund balance as a result of the revised estimates for the Series 20 debt service reserves. The net impact of these changes result in the $2.5 million decrease in contingency or ending fund balances. Overall, our total budget for fiscal year 2011 is $894.5 million, and in all material aspects is consistent with the information that has been reviewed with the Commission. At this point, staff requests approval of the Executive Director's recommendation to adopt the fiscal year 2011 budget.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Suzanne. Are there any questions from commissioners? If not, I would call for a motion and a second for approval to adopt the FY 2010-11 budget.
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second. And again, I'm going to do a roll call vote to make up for my fumbling around in the beginning. Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Bagman?
Aye.
Daggett?
Aye.
Holte?
Aye.
Johansson? Aye. Olson?
Aye.
Okay, so that motion passes. Yeah,
just for the record, it was the adoption of the budget and enactment of ordinance number 434T, levying property taxes.
Okay, I'm just reading the script, honey.
Done that.
Okay. So any other business?
Wait a minute. I think I need to read the ordinance by title only.
Okay.
So, the ordinance 434T, an ordinance levying taxes to be collected in fiscal year July 1st, 2010 through June 30th, 2011 upon the taxable property within the boundaries of the Port of Portland.
And I assume that everybody would vote the same way, having now heard the title.
Yes.
Yes. Okie dokie. Anything else for the good of the order?
Do they have to go
I think
the
you
roll
still
call?
Have to do another motion and a second. We need a roll call vote for that.
Wait, I'm just totally screwing this up here, guys. I'm sorry. All right.
I didn't have it.
It's early.
Can we just start over? Okay, so I have a motion and a second. One second, did we catch that? Okay, and then I'll ask you to go ahead and do the roll call.
Here's Allen.
Aye.
Bragdon.
Aye.
Daggett.
Aye.
Holte.
Aye.
Johansson.
Aye.
And Olson.
Aye.
Now what? Are we supposed to do?
Now you can adjourn the meeting.
All by yourself.
I'm just going to go back to bed. Okay, we need to adjourn. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. And apologies for being so hands down.
Sorry, I didn't help there.
Well,
I was like, wait a minute.
But yeah, it was interesting.